You're back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're here in the Therma-True booth. We're inside the remodeling show. We're right next to Deck Expo, which is really in the same room.
Yes.
What other updates can we give right now?
What other updates can we give? You are surviving teaching 9 clinics here at the Bath Showcase.
They're getting better every time, and not me.
Well, and I really enjoy seeing you and Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Donkley.
He's the competition about tiling, like who can go faster and
That's
everything.
That's right.
I like that. It's kind of hot.
Yeah, it's working out great. We strip to the waist, of course, and have no shirts on.
Well, yeah, you know, you make it like a strongman competition. And you do like what are those called?
The finger bars?
Something like that. And you have the big,
About World's Strongest Man competition.
I love World's Strongest Man competition. I think it's totally hot. Because everyone's like Magnus Magnusson. Whatever their names are. But they're just like
those
very
guys
exotic.
Those guys shoes weigh more than I do. My whole person weighs.
Yeah, basically.
Huge.
They're ginormous. But we're here and people are throwing baseballs right behind us.
Yeah,
got a little setup here at the Therma-True booth.
So far, the big number is 75 miles an hour, which is heat.
It's heat.
That's heat.
I have to see you throw one before we go.
We'll see what we can do. I don't want to upstage anyone with my prowess.
Yeah, but we are joined by a very special guest.
We are.
We are, and a new mommy, too.
Congratulations.
I've been looking at pictures, and they're just so cute.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm a little biased, though.
For the guys standing around here who don't want to look at other people's kids, I didn't see any baby pictures, so I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to glom on.
Yeah. I mean, they're very cute. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just so baby-focused because I miss my little one.
But Sarah, while a wonderful parent, actually works here at the Therma-True booth. Yep.
She does, and she has some news to share about new stuff that's going on at Therma-True, too. Not just their fiberglass doors, which are totally a great option.
Let's stop right there and actually, can we talk about fiberglass as a replacement door option?
Yep.
Touch on that just a little bit.
Absolutely. I was going to explain. That's why we have the pitch booth, actually, to explain the durability of the fiberglass versus steel. So steel is going to dent. It can rust in different climates. So we want to show that by throwing a ball against a fiberglass door, it's not going to result in a dent or a costly callback for remodelers.
They're throwing all those baseballs at fiberglass doors?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either.
Because there's like, for painting the theater of the mind, there's a target over the door.
Right.
There's a paper target over the door.
We're the only ones here probably that didn't realize that. And we've been sitting here for a while.
Well, you haven't tried it yet.
Delirious much?
Step up to the plate.
Yeah, they got like a little pitchback thing right there, the hole cut out of it.
See, how dense I am. I thought they were decorative. Yeah. Like they were just to like highlight the pitching
area. There's a message behind our madness.
Are you sure you want us to be at your booth anymore? Because
we're not proving to be very smart at all. So.
You just need to try it, and then it'll all make sense.
Okay.
Now, it makes sense now that I look past it, but I rushed in here. We've been setting up the equipment. Anyway, fiberglass doors.
Yes.
You're gunning baseballs at them, so we've got some dent issues. I know I've replaced plenty of steel doors that were just paper thin from rust. The paint had peeled off. They're bland to look at. Blather, blather, blather.
Right. So durability, low maintenance are huge, but also the energy efficiency. They're thermally very efficient. They're not going to change with any of the weather conditions that exterior doors face. And you're not going to have to worry about it. They're backed by a full system lifetime warranty. All of our fiberglass doors have a lifetime warranty. So you put it up. You have to reapply the top coat every couple of years, but that's it.
Wow.
Wow, I love that.
And will it take all kinds of different paints?
Yes. Any
sweet.
high quality acrylic latex paint. Yep.
I like it.
I like it, too. And the way they feel, I don't know, they feel better, though, than the steel doors, too. I'm into touchy-feely stuff.
Yeah,
sure. It doesn't conduct the cold from the interior to the exterior like a steel door would as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk about glass, too, because that's something that I think is a really hot thing, that you can make your door really special, and you can, you know, make it... You make it personal. It's kind of like jewelry in the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing more of a trend toward decorative glass for just that reason. The customization, the personalization. It also allows natural light into the home. So we have a variety of different glass designs, and we give them privacy ratings, too, because that's another key concern. Okay, I want the natural light, but I don't want peeping Toms or anybody to see my family inside. Mm-hmm. So we have a variety of different glass designs, all the way from, you know, a very modern, simplistic design to a center bevel, which is a very traditional design as well.
Sweet.
Okay.
We're extroverts, so we would just get giant glass panels all over the
place.
There would
be no privacy at all, yeah. We basically live outside.
Yeah, we do. I do. I live in a tent outside because I say stuff like I just said.
Yeah, he does. Well, I also wanted to ask you, too, about the ugliest door contest,
yes,
which I think is, like, the funniest contest in the world. And I was checking out the photos on your website, too, mm-hmm, for the contest. And the door that I think won wasn't really even a door.
No, I think it was plywood.
It's insane.
Just a sheet of plywood screwed over somebody's.
Pretty much.
Awesome.
It's amazing, yeah, the conditions people will live in.
Well, and they won, you know, if you enter to win the ugliest door contest, you win a new
$5,000 entryway makeover.
Which is a hot thing.
Sweet.
So love that Therma-Tru does that. That's so awesome.
It's fun. It's fun to see the dramatic transformation and the increase in curb appeal. Because the home that won is a beautiful federal-style historic home.
Really?
Yes.
And had that door?
Yes.
You got to be kidding.
They
okay,
did the window replacement, and they just never got around
to it. Did they do that to their house just to win?
Maybe.
I just got to say.
I'm feeling it. I don't know.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
I tell you what.
Research shows that you don't use the front door very much. You typically enter your door through the garage.
Sure.
So it's a focal point, but maybe the homeowner just doesn't even think about it.
Well, that's something I would actually like to talk with you more about, although we are bumping up against a break
here. I do want to mention another thing on their website, too, that I'm in love with.
One more thing.
The MySave Doors.
Yes.
Which is a totally cool thing that you can try out, like you can try out shoes and everything like that. You can try out different door styles for your house.
Absolutely.
On the Therma-Tru website. And what's the Therma-Tru website?
Therma-Tru.com.
Therma-Tru.com.
You know what? That sounded like
that.
A little jingle.
She almost sang that to us.
You know what? Thank God we have a break coming up because I'm about ready to sing a jingle.
We'll have to have Sarah back on our show to do some more singing to us.
Seriously, and I want to talk about the side door is main door entry.
She's probably been singing a lot at home, too. So
lullabies.
Lullaby, yeah. And we'll see you on the other side of this break from the Therma-Tru booth, the remodeling show, with more My Fix It Up Live.